B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
We blow money fast, I'm with Sass. Catch up.
All right, hour two, DraftKings Over-Under Show. It's Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz. There's a big sports betting bill that they're waiting until the deadline. They're waiting, which doesn't bode well, in my opinion. But let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline right now. We're going to welcome in Ken Averill. He's a senior advisor with GameSense and part of the Massachusetts Council of Gaming and Health. Good morning, Ken. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
We're confused. Dan and I, just so you know, we want sports betting to be legal, selfishly, because, you know, obviously it's our part of our career here, but at the same time, I want college sports included. There's been a lot of debate on who wants what and what's important first, and there's Karen Spilka and there's everybody else, and just before you tell us what's going on, I want to know what your stance on everything is in when it comes to gambling in Mass or sports betting being legal in Massachusetts.
So the organization I work for, we're very much gambling neutral. So, you know, the legislation will decide all of that stuff. Part of the big thing that we're for is we just want safety protections in there for gambling. So with the sports betting, you know, we don't want it going on the black market. We want to make sure that some of the money is diverted into take care of people who may develop problems. So by no means are we against sports betting. And if you look, you know, Massachusetts historically, they passed, you know, the Expanded Sports Gaming Act in 2011, but they didn't get a casino for another 6 years. So they did an excellent job making sure that money would go to programs to help the people. You know, in Massachusetts, about 2% of residents have gambling problems, and about another 8.4% are at risk.
Yep.
So while, you know, the benefits of sports betting or any type of betting is tax revenue for the state, it creates jobs, they want to make sure that some of the money is used to help people who may need help. And taking it a step further, I just finished the last 3 days with a national conference on problem gambling. It was hosted in Boston, and the major host was DraftKings. So even the industry knows that, although obviously they want sports betting to get legalized and they want the revenue, that it's very important to make sure we take care of the citizens of the state that are spending that money.
So real quick, this week I saw that one of the big things was how can this be safe for sports bettors. Let me just ask you this. Mm-hmm. I get it. Like, I appreciate what you do, and please don't think I'm being obtuse when I ask you this, but how come it's not the same for the lottery and everything else?
It is the same for the lottery. The Mass Lottery puts a lot of money in towards through DPH, and there are programs now with there's clinicians that people can be referred to. You know, for the casinos, the organization I work for, we operate a 24-hour live chat where anybody with gambling questions, gambling problems, they can reach out to us. We can connect them with clinicians. We can connect them with Gamblers Anonymous meetings. Also in Massachusetts, for the brick-and-mortar casinos, there's a voluntary self-exclusion program, so they can exclude themselves for a set amount of time. And some of that stuff is part of what's going on now. Are we going to have all the protections that the brick and mortars have? Are we going to have all the protections that the lottery have? Is it going to be somewhere in between? You know, who's going to get the licenses? Is it going to be brick and mortar casinos? Is it going to be brick and mortar and the online? And what do these protections look like in an online world? So DraftKings, for example, a lot of the things that Massachusetts does with the forms of gambling they have a very, very robust responsible gambling program.
Okay,
they know, the industry knows, the legislators know, the advocates know, and people like us who are out there helping people, we all know that we need to have safeguards in place for people who may need it.
Okay, but Ken, here's my issue with kind of that stance and kind of what you mentioned, is that you're mentioning that people, that you guys want money to be brought in from the black market, which makes sense. So what I'm telling you
we want the money not to go to the black market.
Right. You want it coming away from the black market. I mean, coming.
Right. We want to go into the license. Right. Correct. The people who are licensed, so that they can make sure, you know, can make sure state guards are.
Okay. But here's the problem, Ken, is that the state continues to not legalize it, and you guys sit there on your waste your merry time and not legalize the gambling, and you guys put in all these safeguards. Guess what's happening? Everyone's betting on the black market. And by the way, I, as someone who also, you know, knows a million people who bet, and every single one of them that I know in Massachusetts is betting on them in the black market. Why should we possibly
going to Rhode Island, New Hampshire?
Yep.
Sure, but it's a lot more convenient to go to a credit bookie and bet on the sports there, regardless, whether it's New Hampshire, Connecticut, whatever it is. Why should we be, you know, as you said, Massachusetts passed the Gaming Commission and didn't get a casino for 6 years. Why are we still waiting for this to be legalized when people are doing it anyways? So when you say, well, there's a risk for people to get, you know, to have gambling issues, you're going to have it's going to be far tougher to gamble with cash that you don't have than it is going to be to bet with a credit bookie who is going to give you as much credit. And if you keep losing, they don't care what your financial status is. I can promise you that. So why is it that the state has, you know, is taking the same sort of approach that it took to, you know, maybe bringing casinos? It's not the same because people are doing it anyways.
Again, I'm not in the legislative, so in the legislative branch. So
I understand.
We're all
that.
Frustrated.
I understand that. My question is like, why would Massachusetts?
I think the main point is that once the legislation passes, that's going to be what it is. So although I agree with you to the point that it's better be for people to be betting through legal sites. It's better for people to be betting in places where they have to have the money, where it's not a bookie taking credit,
right,
and they have to go pay Monday night or something's going to happen. Mm. Once this passes, that's what it is. So I think they're making sure they're doing the best they can to make sure that they get everything right for when it passes. Same thing they did with the Expanded Gaming Act in 2011. Once they got it, they went out, did a bunch of research, made sure the right people got licenses, made sure the safeguards were in protection. So while I understand people's frustration about it moving slowly, I think that even on the responsible gambling side of it, we would like it to move because we don't want the money in the black market. But that being said, we don't want to pass something just to be passed. And then have gotten it wrong.
So I agree with that. I think we agree with that.
We definitely agree with that. But can't alterations always be made to the existing, you know, to the existing agreement? Wouldn't that be? I mean, wouldn't getting something in place to get money off of the black market and away from the other states? You know, it's pretty simple at this point. There's a million other states who have done this and figured it out in our
33.
Again, right, you know, but okay, I'm exaggerating, but you understand the point. There's a large majority of states have figured it out and have figured out how to do this successfully and have put all these, you know, things in place. Why is Massachusetts living in the 1800s and it can't seem to figure this? I mean, I understand the process of being slow. I get that, but we've been slow now for years. We're not, you know, We're now behind. We're in the bottom, you know, half of the 50. We're not in the first 25.
Right, but I think the argument there would be that have all 33 states that got it right, done it, have they gotten it right? And even if you want to look at Nevada, the first to go, for a very long amount of time, and I was working at a casino in Nevada during this time, you couldn't bet on UNLV. You couldn't bet on Reno. The not allowing betting on college sports. I mean, one of the biggest predictors of developing a future gambling problem is starting at a young age. The brain's not fully formed. And another one is an early win. So I know one of the sticking points between the two bills is whether or not to allow college sports. Currently, there is another state that in their legislation, they did not allow college sports. As far as why they can't come to an agreement, my understanding, you know, the House has passed a bill. Both places have passed a bill. The bills just aren't the same. So that's why it's in a closed door committee, so they can debate it. They can't. It's not a line item veto thing. They got to get. It's one bill or the other.
Yeah,
it's not. It's.
But I guess
it's not adjusting.
What do you think is going to happen?
I think whatever's going to happen is going to come right down to the line. I really. I'm not in those closed door sessions. We don't have anybody who is in those closed door sessions, and they're not talking about it outside of the closed door.
What would you bet on? What would you bet on is going to happen?
I would not.
Okay. Yeah. So
you guys are just previously talking about the Celtics over under. I might have an opinion on which way it's going to go, but it's not strong enough to go the other way.
Got it. Yeah, so real quick. All right. We're in Massachusetts. It's illegal. Obviously you can't gamble here. Mm-hmm. DraftKings is our sponsor. We can go to New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. We can do all that. We can do. My whole thing is this. Why would Massachusetts do this deal if it's not good for them? Is it just to make it look good? Great. We have legalized gambling. Here we go. The deal will suck for the state, right?
If they don't include college sports, that is. They're going to lose massive part of their handle. That's the reality of the situation. It doesn't have to be local colleges, but just colleges in general.
That is a big talking point, but when Nevada had, and that is also true, there is a difference between all colleges, local colleges, but I don't think it's being that specified on this. It will be. That's why I think why it's taking so long. They want to make sure it is a good bill for Massachusetts. And it will be revenue for Massachusetts. It will just, same as the casinos, same as lottery, same as table games, same as slot machines. There will be a percentage of revenue that goes to the state in taxes. There will be a percentage of revenue that goes to the town that is generated. DraftKings is also a Massachusetts company. Not only, and like I said, they're sponsoring you guys right now talking about a sports betting show, but they were also just the key sponsor of the National Conference for Problem Gambling. So they are well aware.
So just so please don't think I'm insensitive when I say this.
No, not at all.
No, I don't think I'm 40, okay? Everybody that's do you watch what Barstool Sports does? Like, do you watch some of the. Yep. Everybody, I don't want to bet. I'd rather just get credit in an account and then pay my guy at the end of the week or have him pay me. So, trust me, I've seen the statistics that say that people want to bet legally. Like, they want to do it.
Right, yeah. Nobody wants a bookie breaking their leg.
Yeah, but I think those days are over. Like people want you to go to work so you can pay them. No, bro, listen, all right? They want you to go to work so you can pay. That's a different story for a different show, okay? But the whole point of it for me is, all there is this protections, yet Barstool's got an app for it. Or all you have to do is drive over the border to, you can go to like T-Bones or something and put in a bet. You know what I'm saying? All you have to do is drive to another state. Why are there any safety measures? Nobody cares. Kids under 40 don't care about safety.
Right. Those states do have safety measures. Barstool, DraftKings, they have safety measures. Like I said, it's absolutely, from a responsible gambling point of view, we want it to be legal. We want it to be legal betting versus black market. We don't want the money going to the black market. We don't want kids meeting with a bookie. We don't want people meeting with a bookie. But again, once this bill passes, that's what we have in Massachusetts. And that's what we have for the long haul.
So you don't think
it takes an extra year?
Just so you know, this isn't you. This isn't you. So hopefully, I hope you know we're not saying you're the pro. But if it's not going to the black market, what the hell's the holdup?
that is the question. Because Ken, you say what once it's done, it's done.
Massachusetts?
Yes, I'm from Boston. Yes.
Yep. Okay. So Massachusetts does their research. They take their time on everything.
Yeah, Ken, we are
casinos, everything.
Yeah, but
they took their time. But Ken,
it's 2020. They've had time.
You're getting beat by everybody.
They've seen Las Vegas run sports books since the 1940s.
You know how much New York is pulling in every single month, and we're watching it.
I do. But to the point of Massachusetts doing it right, the casinos that they were a little behind on other states and that they took a long time to put in, Massachusetts, the last month reported, was $99 million in gross revenue.
What about weed? How about weed? Marijuana?
I don't know weed numbers.
we made happy hour illegal, but no sports betting. Drink as much as you want, but you can't bet $100.
Let's just fake like we're at the bar, bro, okay? This is right. Crap, right? This is just, they're spewing us. They want to do it. They're not going to do it. That's what's going to happen,
I haven't heard, like I said, Governor Baker has multiple times said he wants it. The Senate did pass a bill. The House did pass a bill. Everybody, who has it seems to want it. It's just now making sure that they do it right.
And we
they
do
want
have
the revenue. They just want the protections as well.
We do have people tweeting us, "Hey, you're interviewing the wrong guy." So I get it. We're not trying to beat you up, man. It's just
no. But you know, from the numbers earlier, 2% have problem gambling. 8.4% are at risk. So for 90% of the people, might be the wrong. But you know,
but Ken, are you concerned that 8.4% is already rising because there's so much money going on in the black market? If Massachusetts doesn't legalize it soon,
those numbers take into account all types of gambling.
Oh.
One of the dangers that's coming in, what makes it a little more tricky from the brick and mortar casinos, the lottery, the stuff you're talking about, is one of you stated you were 40 years old. I bet with a bookie when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. You bet on the over, you bet on the under, you bet on the team. You sat and you watched the game for 3 hours, and then you found out if you won or lost. With the DraftKings, with the online sites, they do in-game betting.
Yep.
They do in-play betting. People can have hundreds, dozens of bets per game. This game isn't going that well. I'm going to cash out. I'm going to put the money over here.
Yep. Heads.
You know, mm-hmm. they, like you guys were talking about, the over-under is moving. That used to be, the win total is moving. That used to be something, and it happens. It happens on a day-by-day after a couple wins. Well, now you're sitting there watching the Patriots game. Patriots score the first touchdown. The spread moves. You change your bet. So from, all of us know that intermittent reward schedules, that kind of stuff, that very much can affect addictions. Well, that's what's happening with the online sports betting, is that it's constant gratification. You can make a bet every minute. You can make a bet every 30 seconds. It's not the betting that we grew up with. It's not getting up and looking at the globe.
But you can do this with the local bookies too.
Yeah.
Take it from someone with experience.
At least the last 20 years, bro.
Yeah.
And this is like 20 years ongoing.
Not pitch by pitch.
Absolutely. 100%. I bet the Red Sox pitch by pitch.
I'm absolutely telling you this, that you can do this. Trust me. For the last 20 years of my life, I've been able to do this.
The offshore black market sites.
All the local bookie sites, whether it's a...
It could be offshore.
You sign up, you get an account. We're hoping that not too many people are going offshore. And yeah, I agree. Guys, I understand your frustration. There's a frustration on every side.
Hey, Ken, real quick, I want to ask you.
Like I said, I'm not adverse to gambling. As an organization, we're gambling neutral. Myself personally, I've spent my whole life in the gambling industry. I've seen what healthy gambling can do for economies, for areas. I opened casinos in depressed towns that it rebounded them. But I've also unfortunately seen the downside.
Yep.
We need to make sure that for that around 10% of people, we have the necessary tools they'll need. And it's not just, as we know with any addiction, whether it's alcohol, drugs, gambling, it's just not that 10.4, it's the family.
Yeah.
It's, are people losing jobs? Is it affecting children? So like I said, I understand people's frustration. I know it's taking a long time. I know that a lot of people think you should move faster, but I'll be okay with a bit of a delay if it's done in the right way versus just being done to be done.
Yeah, Ken, I'll tell you a personal story. I've been doing a betting show in New England, New Hampshire, when it wasn't legal in New Hampshire, for the last 10 years. I think in 10 years, I've maybe gotten two people that said, "Have you ever thought about the bad things that can happen with gambling?" Mostly everybody's like, "I love that you're doing this. I love that you guys are talking betting." I'm talking about like politically, like DraftKings came in here and like, "We want to back these guys." You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
right. Yeah. But again, DraftKings also backed the organization that is the biggest in the nation for responsible gambling.
And we support that. I don't want that to come across.
No, I know you're not. But you guys are doing a sports betting show. So the vast majority of your calls are of course going to be people with sports bet. That would be like saying I went into a bar, and in my whole life going to the bar, only two people have ever talked to.
Yeah, but we work on Boston sports radio where everyone hates everything and wants to bash the crap out of whatever you do.
That's a valid point. But with all addictions, people who have them aren't, we stigmatize it. It's a sign of, and that's part of what we're trying to do is destigmatize it. I would say that if you hung out in pubs nonstop, you wouldn't get more than two people that came up to you and told you that they had a drinking problem. But there's a lot more than two people know that have drinks.
I agree with that. Real quick, we'll let you go. You tell us about GameSense. And just real quick, did you have like a betting experience that made you want to do this?
Honestly, I started dealing at Foxwoods when I was 18 years old, summers during college. It was a great summer job. After I got out of college, I decided I wanted to stay into it. Starting in about 2007, when the casinos started expanding across the country, I moved around opening casinos. I've opened a casino in Louisiana, a couple in Las Vegas, Pittsburgh, West Virginia, California. And I was in California. It was time to move home. I wanted to move home. And I had a friend who was in this program. I'd get a call, and it kind of, the way I look at it now, it's funny. I used the analogy. I used it yesterday with somebody. I'm kind of putting my evil knowledge to good use. So I'm very much, like, I've run table games departments. I know most things, casino gambling. I know a lot about sports betting. And I just want to make sure that people stay safe. Through my career, you know, number of suicides that have happened in buildings I've been at. People who have lost everything. You know, the small one I opened in Louisiana, you know, 9 months after opening, the revenue dropped. We can't figure out why. Well, we ran everybody out of money. You know, it was a local market. It was a small market. There weren't more people coming in. So while, like I said to you guys before, I've seen the benefits of these, of the revenue for states, for towns, for cities.
Yeah, and then it bleeds everybody dry. Yeah.
Right, I've seen the downside. So I'm not there to tell people they shouldn't gamble. I don't tell people they shouldn't gamble. I tell people maybe how to play a little. So GameSense, we're an independent third party. I don't work for the state. I don't work for the casinos. We have offices in all three casinos in Massachusetts. And part of what we'll do is, for that 10% we've talked about, we can offer them resources. We can connect them with resources, clinicians, meetings, that kind of stuff. But for the 90%, it's just keeping it fun and healthy. You know, it's amazing how many people bet on things and don't know the different house advantage. Like, why are you playing 3-2, you know, 6-5 blackjack when there's a 3-2 table right next to you? Yep. And it's a big change in the percentage. Mm-hmm. So how their money can last a little longer, how they can have a little bit of fun. And really, we do a lot of education. And then, but like I said, that's for the 90%. We can't forget about the 10%.
Ken, let's do this again someday, man. I want to see what happens this week. I got your,
I'm available whenever you guys, you guys want.
But yeah, something you said today stuck with me, and I think it's why there's still a holdout, but we'll share that coming up next. But I appreciate your time today. His name's Ken Averill. Check him out. Senior Game Sense advisor with the Massachusetts Council of Gaming. Check out Game Sense. They're trying to make gambling fun, and you're doing a good job, Ken. So we appreciate your time today, man. Thanks so much, Ken.
Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate you. Have a good show.
Take care. And I don't want anyone to think we're beating this guy up. Okay. Know what I like real quick? This dude has been on the other side of it where he wants people to bet. But then also bled everybody dry at one point and went, oh, crap, where are we going to find more people to bet who have money? I'm not saying that's an issue here in Massachusetts, Dan. I'm just saying that he's seen both sides of it.
I get it.
Not the decision maker.
I definitely, my frustration definitely came across. But I just think that, like, you know, when you say, and I the one thing I disagree with Ken on is, well, Massachusetts take their time into looking into this. That's a load of crap. And I appreciate what Ken came on and said and whatever, but I just don't agree, because right now the black market has that's a problem on the black market. But
let's react to this on the other
Absolutely.
Side. And we'll take your call, 617-779-0985. If we have plays, we'll give them out. There's a big bill. That's coming up this week. It's coming down to the final wire here, and nobody wants to bet on it. You know what we will? It's not going to happen. But, and also, I don't think it's a good deal. So we'll react on the other side, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This is the DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
If it's the biggest games in sports, you bet they're talking about it. This is the DraftKings Over-Under Show with the Bankroll Boys on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, back here at 98.5 The Sports Hub. It's Joe Murray. Dan Lifshatz is here. People, all right, let's just take a call on it and we'll react. Ann is in Fall River. Hey, Ann.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Listen, I was listening to the show, and I think that they should open up a little casino in Massachusetts, and I think that they should open up a little family fun center too, because they would bring in so much money from just those two things. It would be unbelievable. You know what I mean? Because they just spent, let me tell you something, they just spent like $8 million on for the light on the top of the Bragg Bridge. The only one that can really get a great view of that is anybody up in the sky flying around. You know what I mean? Like $8 million for that. And then we got the train station coming in. And it's like, what do you want to come to Fall River for if there's nothing fun to do? If there's no nice casino, if there's a family fun center, then I can see how you got a train to get here. But what? If there's what? Nothing, what the hell did they build? I can't figure out, okay, in the city that I live in, Fall River, they're building a train station, okay? They just spent $8 million on stupid lights for the Bragg Bridge. Okay. Now, because they change color, and they can change the color for whenever they want. Then they're paying all this money to put the train station coming into Fall River. It's like, what the hell you think you're going to see here? There's nothing here in Fall River. I mean, you could ask any, you could ask Steve Tyler from Aerosmith when he played here at North Park years ago.
Ann, thank you. Thank you, Ann. Thank you for being a listener. Sorry. I don't have a comment on that.
I don't know if I'd put it in Fall River.
Just real quick. I'm going to be very transparent here. It's better to bet through your bookie. And I know that 100%. People are going to look at it and say, oh, they'll break your legs and they'll do that. And all those things are very valid. Okay?
I will tell you those things still exist.
Joe. I'm just trying to tell you that the people that I know, they want you to go to work.
Yep.
The worst thing that anyone can do is tell your wife or tell your job, go to your job.
Go to your job.
There are other ways to threaten people these days.
Yep.
Okay. So if you want that as part of your life, then you can go to other avenues to bet legally. All I'm trying to say is that as much as there is safety to gambling, I think more people do there is, and then don't get me wrong. Like there are guys who do like $10 bets, $25, and whatever. It's fine. Whatever your amount is fine.
Yeah. What you bet is what you bet.
Okay. But just in general, though, and I know people want to bet legally, but it's not in your best interest. And for Massachusetts to do this deal and hold up on it and whatever, it is frustrating. But at the same time, I just want to let you know, like, they're trying to take money away from all these other places. And I just feel like it's mucking it up. Things are getting mucked up. I don't know how to really explain that, where nothing's going to change the way I do.
My personal view on this is Massachusetts is doing such a poor job. And again, this is not meant to be a shot at Ken, because I appreciate what Ken is doing. Ken has no control over the situation. We appreciate Ken for coming on. But Massachusetts is doing such a poor job. Look at all those other states who have been successful. Yes. Have there been states that have had to refine what they've done? Absolutely. Illinois is one of them. They had to refine it, okay? It has happened. But there are so many states, even New Jersey. Think about that state and the dysfunctionality of everything that goes on in that state. Even New Jersey has figured out how to get the legalized process in place and get a large amount of money in it. If you want to invest money into safe gambling or talk discussions about that, look, you know, we always prioritize gambling management on this show, shop around for the best price on this show.
Profit.
Make sure you're only betting what you can handle. We want you to talk about profit. We preach those things almost every single show. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to go out there and be like, well, we're telling you to be dangerous, because I don't feel that we are. I also think that it's ridiculous the way Massachusetts is handling this. I think that we all know. I mean, I don't think it's happening. I don't think it's happening now. I don't think it's happening next year. I don't think it's happening the year after that. I don't think it's happening for maybe 4 to 5 years, if it ever happens. I'm really at the point where I'm resigned, where I think we have the dumbest effing politicians in the country. And I mean that in every sense of the word. We have the dumbest politicians when it comes to this stuff. They don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what they're doing. The people who are representing us have no effing idea what is going on with gambling. These people really think that people can influence, if betting becomes legal, that college sports are going to be influenced by bettors in Massachusetts. Like someone in Vegas is going to put a million times more and going towards a rigged game than Massachusetts. There is no effing way that that happens. And they've already figured out the solution. If you don't want someone to rig a UMass football game, don't let people in Massachusetts bet on UMass, okay? That's why you have multiple outs. That's why you have a local bookie. That's why you have an offshore, like, you know, whatever. That's why you have these things, okay? It's ridiculous that this is where we are now. The people who are in charge of this are dumb. They're stupid. They don't know what they're talking about. And honest to God, it is so frustrating to hear these people tell us about what is safe and what is not safe for us when they don't know the first thing about the market or what is actually happening. They don't know a damn thing. That is the reality of the situation.
I do like that Ken brought up the fact that he opened a casino and Louisville and everyone blew their money and had no more money to spend. And Dan, really, I think that's what they're looking at. I think they're wondering, how can we make this consistent like New York?
Yeah,
but right? And look how much money they're pulling in every single month.
But the point is that this consistency is already happening.
Yeah, it's already happening
in the black market and Rhode Island and Connecticut and New Hampshire. Everyone's doing it. They're just not getting any. That's the reality of the situation. Ken's point was
Massachusetts takes their time on it.
And my point is, well, Massachusetts is dumb for taking their time because they are actually creating a bigger problem by taking longer than instead of being willing and able to refine and edit their bill. Yeah. Instead of being flexible and saying, let's have a bill, let's revisit this in a year and any changes we can make then. Nope. We're just going to be patient. We're going to be slow. We're going to mess it up anyways, because you know if they ever do it, it's not going to be right. They're going to do a terrible job on it. And then what's going to end up happening is we're all going to be frustrated. That's the reality of the situation.
Just real quick, whenever something goes wrong in Boston, like the MBTA or something else, everyone's going to say, oh, wow, imagine that tax money going towards that.
Yep.
It's never going to stop.
It's never going to happen.
It's never going to stop. It might never happen.
Okay, again, forget about everything else. This is not about what you want to believe in or how you vote or left or right or any of that crap. I don't care. This is about sports gambling. Your politicians who are representing you on this are dumber than rocks. All of them. They don't know what they're talking about. They don't have an idea of anything that goes on within the black market. None. These people are literally looking for handouts and trying to get paid. That is the reality of the situation. They don't understand the markets. They don't know what's going on.
My whole thing is the marijuana thing. Like, for years, right? It was just, they're raking right now, right? Do you hear anything about problems with people smoking marijuana? Not me.
Okay, well, I think gambling is a little bit of a bigger problem than marijuana. I will be open to that one. But, I mean, well, it's super cool. Happy hour. Weed,
like, happy hour, gambling. We need all three. Like, it's the trifecta.
Like, I Connecticut does it, you know? Like, what? What you think the people in Connecticut are so much what crazier than people? I mean, seriously, like, what is the deal, guy?
And by the way, I'm very ignorant about politics. So
this is not about politics.
Dan's opinion is Dan's opinion. I know nothing.
This is not about politics. This is not about left or right. How you feel about anything else? This is simply about gambling. We have the dumbest politicians in the country when it comes to gambling. I would like any singular politician to call in and tell me what they know about the black market and how the market works. I would guarantee you none of these people do.
Dan, I think we know more.
And by the way, I think we do. And I really appreciate Ken coming on. Ken didn't even know you could do stuff in the black market that you can do.
Well,
idiots. Yeah. Ken is not an idiot, by the way.
No. Exactly.
The politicians
been going on for 20 years.
Don't know. They don't know.
Been going on for a long time. And like I said, when they give those estimated numbers, I'm always like, yeah, you're a little light.
Yeah, you're a little super light.
A little light on that.
Can I just mention something real quick?
Of course,
the whole thing with the gambling addiction, yes, it's very serious and everything, but they already have an outlet dedicated for that. It's called massgaming.gov, and it's in regard to casinos and the lottery. So what's the diff? Not to be what's the difference if you added sports to that?
It's already set up. I know you work in the financial side of radio, Tucker.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear anything like smart about this, or people who seem informed or educated?
No. I mean, we've had guests on the show talking about it. It's literally the same stuff that
it's the same
we're talking about.
It's the same protections.
And we have to be slow and be methodical.
It's already set up.
Every other state does it. What do you need? Just take the freaking model.
What's the latest?
Oh, my gosh. It's not that hard.
What's the latest one? New York, right?
I mean, so
they're making $1 billion a month.
$1 billion a month. Montana has sports betting. I mean, it's the worst sports betting in the world. The model's off, but Montana figured out before we did.
Just call up New York and say, "Hey, you mind emailing us your copy?" And we'll just do that.
And you mean to tell me there's not stuff going on in New York?
And by the way, did you guys see the rake in New York that they take from the sports books? It is big. I mean, politicians in this state, when it comes to sports gambling, nothing else. I don't care about anything else. This is not about anything else. When it comes to sports gambling, we have the dumbest politicians in the country when it comes to sports gambling. I don't care who you are. You're for, you're against it. You don't know what you're talking about. It's very obvious at this point. It's obvious.
My biggest thing that I have with gambling in general is that, like, for the people who are like, "Oh, you gamble?" Yeah, but, like, do you know how many people do it and how many people do it legally? So then if they're doing it legally, you still have a problem with it? I feel like it's just looked at in a bad light, Dan. And it's just...
Is it even looked at in a bad light anymore?
Good question. We have people on the line. Let's go to Mike first. Mike's in Andover. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Joe. Hey, guys. You know, couldn't agree with you more. I'm coming back from the border. I live about 6 miles south of New Hampshire, and it's time to get a few bets in today. Just finished that, driving home. Heard you guys do this about 3 or 4 times a week. We do all our shopping up in Salem, New Hampshire. There's no reason that I should be polluting the environment and sending my tax dollars on this to a different
and gas
state.
Money and all those others. No, Mike. Just so you know, I work in sales, right? When other people are eating in my backyard, that I get crushed for that, and the state just lets it happen. Literally eating in their backyard, it drives me insane. If this was some other tech company, you name it, automotive. I worked in automotive for years. If another car dealer was eating in my backyard, let's hypothetically say I worked in Medford,
yep,
and people from, you know, buying cars in Linfield or all those other areas, they're eating in my backyard. They're getting people in my area, and that drives me crazy.
There you go. And Master's like, "Latiza, let's take our time. Yes. Let's get it right. We need to research this because they haven't been doing it in Las Vegas for 100 freaking years. What more do you need, Massachusetts? What more do you need? It ain't that hard. It just isn't that complicated."
I almost thought we needed the dump button there.
No, never again.
That was
again.
Close.
No, never again.
I thought you said freaking, I went, "Woof, that was close.
Never again. That happened to me once. That will never happen again.
I think it would have been warranted.
I'm not going to swear about this.
I dumped it.
I would have gave you the pass.
Not going to swear about it. I'm tired of the politicians in the state thinking they know about sports gambling. They don't know anything about the black market.
Captain Caveman, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Can we talk about more bridges where you can't see the lights on?
Yes, I know. I'm glad someone got that one.
Okay. So, look, I get the frustration, but we need to focus the frustration. It is Senate President Karen Spilker. She's the one that's doing this.
Yeah.
I'll boil it down to this. She doesn't want it. She's put a poison pill in the Senate bill. The House bill passed 157-3. You can't get more. I mean, I guess you could technically. But that is practically unanimous. They made a bill. And if you look at the bill, it's got pro in college. It's got okay tax percentages. It's not New Jersey. It's not that good. Not that kind of good. It's got room for online. It's got in person with the casinos. It's got what you want. That's the bill you want. Okay. Everyone, I think, would be okay with it. The Senate one, the only big difference, there's a couple of tweets, but the only big difference is no college. It's a poison pill because Spilker doesn't want gambling for 2 years, starting in 2019.
Yeah.
She recused herself from bringing it up because my son works for DraftKings. He worked in HR. You know what I mean? So she used that as an excuse to remove herself. She's the person who brings bills to the table.
And sorry,
she pulls herself out.
We love you, but we're just up against it. I'm sorry. remember for a long time it was about mental health.
I will talk about Karen Spilk on the other side.
I
just want to say this.
I know we got to get our sports betting in,
it's
too.
It's not just her.
It's not.
It's not. It's a lot of them.
It's a lot of politics.
So when the Senate knows that the House, when the Senate knows they pass a bill, they know that the House is not going to. Just understand that just because they pass it and they pass it with flying colors, and I love Captain Kidman. He's a great dude. He helps us out all the time. Just because the Senate knows, that just because the Senate passes a bill, they know the House won't. Just understand how that operates. Yep. So they get to come off like they're pro gambling. There's plenty of people in there who are not pro gambling.
Some people have personal vendetta.
There it is. Personal gain. They want more money in their pockets.
We'll wrap up this just lovely show coming up next here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The DraftKings Over Under Show with the Bankroll Boys on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is the DraftKings Over-Under Show with Joe Murray and Dan Lifschitz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, final segment of the show here. I didn't know that was going to happen. We didn't know. We had a guest and said, hey, let's do it. There's a bill this week, you know, whatever.
It's just frustrating at this point that we're still talking about this.
What division do you want to do next week, Dan?
Yeah, you know, we should. We have this discussion on air. Would you prefer to do a podcast, do AFC and an NFC podcast, or would you prefer to do a live show?
I think the live show might be a little better. We don't. The thing is, a time constriction.
That's the problem with the live show is, but if we have one, if we do one division a week, I think that would be fun.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well,
let's do an NFC team.
All right. We'll do the NFC East. How about that?
Done.
Okay. NFC East next week on the Over Under Show on next Saturday.
What can you bet on? Is there anything to bet on this weekend, Dan? Because it's kind of a lull in sports.
Yeah. Look, I mean, the baseball All-Star break was pretty awful, but obviously everyone in Boston knows baseball's back after the Red Sox got their taint handed to them last night. I do have a baseball play today, if you would like, Joe Murray and Tuck Silva. Give me the New York Mets minus a half a run, minus 110 PP, please. Ring that bell. And that is Chris Bassett and Blake Snell starting on the mound. Make sure it is listed pitchers with Blake Snell and Chris Bassett. That would be, it must be listed pitchers. Otherwise, do not bet it.
When it comes to the Red Sox, they gave up 28 runs last night. Looking at the line today for Carter Crawford, it's a 4 o'clock game, right? Got it right in front of me.
Yep.
Red Sox plus one. It went from plus 109 to plus 122.
Yeah, and again, Alek Manoah is on the mound for Toronto. He's obviously their stud. He pitched in the All-Star game, Joe. So he did pitch in the All-Star game, and I believe that he had 3 strikeouts. I think he walked. I think he hit a guy with a like an 0-2 curveball, and I think he got 3 strikeouts if I remember correctly. So, Manoah has not been a strikeout guy. He's been a pitch to contact guy this year. I honestly wouldn't mind looking at the Red Sox today. I think fading a team off 28 runs, usually getting embarrassed like that, kind of brings out the best of the guys the next day. Personally,
so I'm not giving this bet out.
Okay.
But I think the Red Sox have value today.
I think they do, too. I think that number will go up. Again, Manoah is the reason the number is high.
Here's another one. 9.5 is the total.
Yeah.
Over.
No. Do you really think the Blue Jays, after all those runs last night, are just going to come back with more runs today?
Over.
Yeah, I'm sorry to do this. I disagree. I think this is a decent spot for maybe the under and the dog.
Problem is there's lack of success against the AL East, a rookie on the
mound. I agree.
There's a lot of things there.
That's why I'm not going
to
bet it.
You know how you said it looks too good to be true?
Yep.
That one looks too good to be true.
It definitely does. It definitely does. I have a WNBA play I'm giving out. That's right. Give me the Los Angeles Sparks +9 PP against Las Vegas Aces. Now, people will say, well, this is why would you bet against the Aces? They've been so good lately. This is a massive look-ahead spot for the Aces. They have the number one team on the other side of the league, the Chicago Sky. They're taking a trip to Chicago on Tuesday. That is a huge game for the Las Vegas Aces, kind of test themselves against the number one team of the other conference. This is a major, major look-ahead spot. I think this is going to be a win for the Aces, but wouldn't shock me if Los Angeles is actually starting to play better basketball. Kind of keeps this within 4 or 5 in that range there. So,
what was the last thing? So we didn't give out a lot of plays today, obviously. But if you go listen to our podcast, we give out a ton in Conference USA, Sun Belt, and in the MAC.
Yeah,
so if you're looking at college football, there's a ton there.
I believe 6 in Conference USA, which is maybe the most that we're going to do this year. We gave out, I think, 3 in total on. In the Sun Belt, we gave out 3, and we reconfirmed the PP from week 1 that I had given out a couple weeks ago in case people had missed that as well. Joe Murray, is there anything else that you would like to add here, kind of going up, or anything you want to talk about?
I would really, this week, training camp opens up. We'll start hitting on some win totals, but look around the league and start looking ahead now. Now's the time to really start looking at some value plays. If you think a team's going to be better than you think or worse than what you think. Like the Bears last week, Dan, that opened my eyes. And by the way, I saw a bet today. And I'll leave on this one. I saw a bet today. Could an NFL team go winless this year?
I'd say probably not.
Probably not,
but I will say this. Sam Pajanovic, our buddy over at Nesson, does a great job over there. Please listen to watch Nesson Bets with him and Claudia Belfato and Travis. They are fantastic. I was with Claudia on Wednesday as well at the Viva event.
Do it.
But I will say that Sam on his podcast with Sean Green of the Sports Gambling Podcast, who we also are friends with, said he loves the Chicago Bears to be the worst team in the NFL. They have about maybe 6-7 NFL players, so he agrees with our premise. And if you know Sam, Sam is a very sharp and very well-respected bettor in the space. He's someone that everyone knows, everyone for the most part likes. You know, obviously, you can't be liked by everyone, but, you know, he's a very well-respected voice. So if Sam agrees, Joe, I think that we were definitely on to something. We said it first. So Sam agrees with us, so I think that is something of interest there. I do want to point out September 3rd, James Madison opens up their FBS starts against Middle Tennessee State. They are 7-point favorites. We did talk about that one. The more I look into this, Joe Murray, the more I'm starting to like James Madison. I have not placed a wager yet, but I would tell you, if you have a 6.5 on James Madison somewhere, you keep looking around your books, keep shopping. I would take that 6.5 if I were you. It's at 7 right now. I've not seen a 6.5, which is why I'm not PPing it. But if you see a 6.5, I would go on over there and place that bet and put it in.
All right, that's it, everybody. We're going to post that interview to the website that you can hear about the mass gaming and everything like that. So that's on there. Oh, Dining Playbook just started. I'm in trouble.
Oh, boy. What are we talking about for food today, Joe?
We're doing the culinary tour of the North Shore.
Love it. I know what I'm listening to on the way home. Love it.
The places I will go when it comes to a specific type of food.
Okay, are we talking things you're not currently eating as well?
I am not currently eating, but
okay.
But yes, if someone goes, hey,
okay,
today, hey, Joe, any sandwich spots in Rhode Island?
Perfect.
I'm not doing Rhode Island today, but you might get that.
Love it. Okay, love it.
All right, everybody, check out our podcast. We're putting in a lot of time. So check out our podcast.
2 more coming this week.
2 more this week. This has been another edition of the DraftKings Over Under Show.
Who you got? Legalize it.
This is the DraftKings Over Under Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.